Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome into this breaking edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. I'm Billy Embody. Sonny Shipp is with me because we just got handed some breaking news. Maurice Hampton, LSU safety and LSU baseball player, has entered the NCAA transfer portal. We've confirmed the news that he is in the portal. And Sonny, I guess this is, and you and I were talking about this before we just got on, with Maurice Hampton being a highly touted baseball prospect, certainly one of the better safeties in the country coming out of Tennessee, where he was the number one player in the country. He's not been playing in baseball that much. Is this more than just the football aspect of it? Is this the whole encompassing thing that really represents why you think Maurice Hampton is now headed into the transfer portal?
I think so. And I would even venture to say that it probably has more to do with baseball. You know, remember, this is a kid coming in who was going to be a high draft pick in baseball. Some even had him tabbed as a first or second rounder. And then he decided to sign with LSU. MLB teams wouldn't meet his price demands, and so he signed with LSU. And when you look at baseball, the baseball side of things hasn't he hasn't gotten a lot of playing time even this year. Obviously last year got cut short. And then when you look at the football side, he had a disappointing 2020 season, and then coming into 2021, You've got LSU really hitting the safety position hard due to their lack of depth. And I really think that this probably has more to do with baseball than it does the football side of things.
And for the year on football, he played in 8 games, made 27 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, didn't have any, pass breakups or interceptions or anything like that he logged. But I mean, just coming off of his second year in the program, I mean, I felt like he was really poised to take a jump this year potentially. I know there's obviously depth at that position, especially with the signing class that you mentioned, but I don't understand the timing of this. You're getting set to go into spring ball here in a few days and really just be able to see maybe if things are going to shake out better on the football side of things. And it's just kind of an interesting timing for me more than anything, because, he was still a young football player and certainly has some promise. And I don't know how often we really see it in baseball where a highly touted guy transfers, and goes somewhere else that isn't really a step down from where he was. I don't know what the issue maybe on the baseball side of things is with him splitting time, in the fall, and does it impact the spring for him? This is all just kind of bizarre and out of nowhere.
Well, and when you look at it from a baseball perspective, you've got in center field, you've got Giovanni DiGiacomo, who was the starter until he got hurt. When DiGiacomo got hurt, they turned to Brody Drost, a true freshman, and Hampton's a sophomore. And on the baseball side of things, he's gotten 4 at-bats. He's played in 5 games, out of 14. And so that's not a lot of playing time for a guy who really has those, he really has those MLB aspirations. And so I kind of a little speechless just because this just got handed to us, but all we can do is speculate right now. And I really feel that when we are able to undress this and come to the meat and potatoes of it, I really think that his lack of opportunities on the baseball field is probably what's going to fuel this the most.
Yeah, and just over the weekend, he beat out a kind of a chopper that he hit along the third baseline, beat it out to first, showed that speed that he's got, you know, on the football side of things and on the baseball side. He got some playing time back on March 3rd. He entered in left field when LSU was blowing out Southern. So, I mean, in the last, you know, let's call it 10 days, he's gotten some opportunities, but it's still very, very limited. Not really one of obviously the key guys like you mentioned, but let's look at this from the LSU side of things on the football field. They signed Sage Ryan. They signed Derek Davis, who Ed Ogeron really praised on the coach's caravan as somebody that's coming along very well. He's an early enrollee. You've got Todd Harris, who's a veteran, coming back. And then you've got Jordan Tolles coming back as well. And then you've got Matthew Langlaw. This is a safety group that now has some depth to it. Who knows if they can go get another safety in the transfer portal and address the position. That's where we've kind of heard maybe that they would like to look. This safety room is a little bit better off than people might think, but this is still somebody that played a lot of football for you in 2020, played a good deal as a freshman in a way in 2019. So this safety group is going to have, you know, potentially a new starter and certainly more snaps to go around to the other guys.
Yeah, and I don't think he was, you know, I don't think he was entrenched as a starter. I think entering the spring, I think you look at it as a situation to where he had the inside track and, you know, and probably would have emerged out of the spring as one of the, you know, as one of the top three safeties. I think he would have, you know, you would slot him ahead of Cam Lewis and also Jordan Tolles. But once you get Sage Ryan, once you get Matthew Langlois in, you know, once you bring, especially Sage Ryan, once you get that influx right there, you know, I would imagine that he probably looks at it like this, says, you know, why go through the grind of the spring if I'm unhappy in baseball and if I'm unhappy in football? Why go through the grind of spring practice and football just to play baseball? Why not use this time to go ahead and to find that new home? Because, you know, one thing that we have to remember with him is that the other schools who were serious contenders in his recruitment were all in the SEC. And the odds of him being able to, unless the NCAA comes with this one-time transfer rule, the odds of him being able to play for an SEC school next year are probably slim. And so with that said, his recruiting process basically has to start all over again. You know, it's not like he was considering that he was really considering Oregon, not really like he was considering some other school, you know, some other schools outside the SEC. So he has to not only look at things now, okay, to pick a home in football, but he has to pick a home with that marrying football and baseball together. And there's really not a lot of schools you can do that at outside of the SEC, you know, that offered that baseball and that football side of things. So, you know, maybe that's why he did it right now, to go ahead and to, you know, because he is a smart kid. He's a smart kid. His family definitely did their due diligence with MLB, with, you know, with the recruiting side of things. And so I would venture to guess that they're probably doing this to give them as much time as possible so he can get enrolled somewhere in time for, you know, in time for summer, and to that he, where he can go through the, you know, go through a summer workout program somewhere.
That makes a lot of sense. And we'll certainly be hitting up our sources and maybe Ed Ogeron certainly comments on it. Maybe next Tuesday when he probably joins Off the Bench for his weekly appearance there, he'll probably address it with T-Bob and Jacob Hester. But quickly, we just wanted to recap what was going on for you guys, share our initial thoughts. We were sitting down to record a podcast and just got handed this news. So we'll have this one out to you probably within an hour or so of this news breaking on this Thursday afternoon. Maurice Hampton, LSU safety and outfielder for the baseball team in the NCAA transfer portal. We'll see where this goes, and we'll find out for you guys on Go 24/7 what went down and why Maurice Hampton is entering the portal. Until then, though, guys, leave us a rating, leave us a review, and subscribe to the Go 24/7.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.